We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 27th of August, 2011. And it's with great pleasure, we're always pleased to welcome new affiliates to this broadcast as well as the network. And I know you've already been welcomed by many other hosts, but I want to say a big hearty welcome to all the listeners in the Dallas and Fort Worth area there in Texas that are now hearing the program on KHFX AM 1140. Welcome to all of you folks, and glad to have you along here. And we want to say a hearty welcome to all of our micro stations as well. Thank you so much for carrying the broadcast, Govern America. And, folks, we have a lot going on. In the second hour, we're going to be visiting with a couple of different people. First half hour of the next hour, we're going to be talking with Tommy Malla of Brooklyn, if all goes as planned. He has been studying preparedness for quite a while, and he wanted to make some points about Israel next hour. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, and then we're hopefully going to turn a corner and get into some stuff about personal preparedness. And that's the first half hour. Then at the bottom of the second hour, we're going to be visiting, if things go as planned, with Amanda Teagarten. Amanda attended the U.S.-China Trade Education and Culture Conference in Salt Lake City, Utah, that was held in conjunction with the U.S.-China Governors Forum. We have a situation here in the United States where our governors, our federal leaders, and, you know, people at every level of government leadership have sold us out to the communist Chinese, ladies and gentlemen. And it's been going on since the days of Nixon, as far as I can tell. Nixon visited China back in 1971, actually announced the visit in 71. Kissinger went in 71. Nixon went in 72. And while he was over there, he said, hey, we want to remove the barriers between the West and the East. We want to tear down the barriers, we want to open things up, and we want a new world order. This is this was the plan as stated by Richard Nixon back in 1972, ladies and gentlemen. So this is all a part of the globalization system where everything has to be integrated, everything has to be adjoined, and we're living with the effects of this thing in a major way today. The outsourcing of American jobs is very prominent and very potent today. All right, we got to take the break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the hurricane that's barreling down on the East Coast right now. A lot of hype going on with that, and it's a very weakening storm system. We'll be back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, before the break, I mentioned the fact that we have a Hurricane Irene now barreling down on the U.S. East Coast. Of course, this past week, we've had a very eventful situation with regard to the earthquake that took place, alleged earthquake in Washington, D.C. Actually, it was in Virginia, but it was felt all along the U.S. East Coast. We also had one the day before in Colorado. And that was supposedly an earthquake as well. There's some people that are saying that these weren't earthquakes at all based upon seismology graphs, and I'm not a seismologist. I'm not going to pretend to be a seismologist, nor am I going to pretend to be a geologist. But there are some people that have studied these graphs, and they're saying that these alleged earthquakes are not consistent with earthquakes, but they're actually consistent with underground nuclear explosion detonation. And I guess from reading on this subject, the regular earthquake starts with, the readout on the graph starts with P waves. They call them primary waves, and then it's followed by secondary waves. And they're saying that these particular explosions or earthquakes, whatever you want to call them, these events, had an absence of P waves. So in other words, the initial blast happened without the usual preceding low-level rumbles that start prior to the main thrust of the event. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So just keep that in mind. File it in the back of your head, folks, that this allegation, and keep in mind also the words of former Defense Secretary William Cohen. We've quoted him often on this program. Defense Department News Briefing, April 28, 1997, he said, and we've pulled this directly from the Defense Department website. I don't know if it's still there or not, but he said others are engaging, and he was blaming the terrorists, others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important. As former Defense Secretary William Cohen talking about how earthquakes, volcanoes, and other climate events can be set off through the use of electromagnetic waves. Well, in this case, it wouldn't necessarily even be electromagnetic waves. It could be underground nuclear explosion. Either way, listeners, if I'm a conspiracy nut for talking about it, our former defense secretary is a conspiracy nut for talking about it too. And keep in mind also, we talk so often on this program about Agenda 21. It's the United Nations Program for Sustainable Development, unveiled back in 1992 at the Rio Earth Conference in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. There were, I think, something like 179 heads of state there, 178, somewhere in that neighborhood anyway. Many, many heads of state were represented there at Rio. And the goal is basically to control every aspect of human existence, listeners. We're the ones that are going to be in cages as the animals, the various species of bugs are all set free, are all given room to roam. They're in the process right now of doing rural cleansing on the West Coast, trying to put land off limits to you and I. And as these people, as these areas are targeted, people are going to be relocated to sustainable areas, to sustainable cities. And you can see these sustainable cities being built even as you travel to your local city. These sidewalks, roadways are being engineered now they all have to have sidewalks. They all have to have bicycle paths. Sometimes, I was just talking to John from Tennessee the other day, because he brought up the fact that some of these roads that he's seeing in Tennessee have bicycle paths right in the center of the road. And I have seen that myself on campus in Michigan State University. They actually have bicycle paths in the middle of the road, ladies and gentlemen, because bicycles are supposed to be front and center. And there's other things going on, other tactics going on to make the traffic, to interfere with traffic. I mean, I'm talking about cars and personal means of transportation. They call it traffic calming. And they plant bushes in the roadways. They narrow the roadways so people have to go slower. And the idea is to make human travel by automobile more cumbersome, more difficult, so people won't want to travel in an automobile. Now, all of this stuff we've documented in the past, we'll continue to document it in the future. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, and in fact, you could go to a search engine and put traffic calming in a search engine. If you don't believe me, I'm sure it'll bring stuff up. Another thing you could search for is new urbanism. There are different aspects of a new urbanist neighborhood where buildings will be built and are being built closer together to create an outdoor sense, like an outdoor room. But they're so narrow that they can't facilitate automobiles going down the street. The idea, once again, is to have everyone living on top of each other and to have transportation, if it's to be used at all, very rare. And I'm talking about motorized transportation. Buses will probably be allowed for a while, but I think even buses are ultimately to be eliminated in favor of high-speed rail and things like that. And certainly, our government, our federal government, is in the process of building a high-speed rail network. And maybe we'll get to some of that later on if I don't talk us out of time. But anyway, we have the Hurricane Irene situation going on right now. And as a part of Agenda 21, these East Coast areas, many of them probably are going to be flooded. And with the flooding comes the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the FEMA grant program. And FEMA, whenever you have these areas flood, and there are certainly areas flooding now today because, in my opinion, of weather modification, you have more areas flooding now than you've had in the past. And so FEMA is able to come in. They are the ones, Congress, I think it was 1961, if I remember correctly, gave FEMA the mandate to administer the National Flood Insurance Program. And FEMA comes in and requires a local community, you cannot get flood insurance on your home unless your community participates in the National Flood Insurance Program. And the Flood Insurance Program mandates that you have, that your community, your city council or whatever the, your local government is, a township, they have to adopt FEMA's very stringent ordinances, land controls. In fact, FEMA openly brags in their documents about how their program was the initial introduction in many of these areas, their first introduction to any kind of restrictions on the land. And I'm paraphrasing here, but all of this I wrote about in the article at newswithviews.com called Controlling the Land by Soaking the People. And I encourage you folks to check that out, Controlling the Land by Soaking the People. Go to newswithviews.com, click on my name on the left-hand side, and find the article because there's a lot of information in there. I link to original FEMA documentation because everyone needs to understand how this program works and why we're having so many of these weather-related events today, in my opinion. Obviously, I can't prove it, but we've never had more flooding going on in certain places and droughts going on where flooding isn't taking place. And certainly, natural events happen, natural earthquakes happen, natural floods happen. But when you can control the weather, when you can manipulate things, and certainly they have been controlling the weather since at least the 1970s, listeners. They flooded the Ho Chi Minh Trail over Vietnam. That's a well-documented fact. And certainly the U.S. Air Force issued weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025. Well, certainly I think the weather was owned a lot sooner than that. They never tell you what they're doing until they're long beyond the point where they say they're researching it. But anyway, and there's a lot of information in the weather section. You go to governamerica.com, on the left-hand side, click on weather modification. It'll take you to a section where we have the United Nations NMOD Treaty. We have owning the weather in 2025. The William Cohen quote is there. But keep in mind, Chapter 7 of Agenda 21, Section 7.9, Paragraph G says, all countries, where appropriate, should develop and implement resettlement programs. Resettlement programs, listeners, that address the specific problems of displaced populations in their respective countries. What causes people to need to be displaced? Certainly flooding does. And, in fact, after the Katrina fiasco back a few years ago, I think it was 05 when Katrina happened now, it's amazing how fast time flies. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was around 05 is when Katrina happened. Anyway, around that time, in fact, we still have this article on the old section of the website. If you go to the governamerica.com, click on old site there at the top, then all the way at the bottom, I believe, of that page, we have the article linked where it talks about how the people on the coast during the Katrina crisis were not allowed to be rebuilt. They were not allowed to rebuild along the coastal area. See, this is the goal, getting people off the coast and having buffer zones in every area. It's the biodiversity, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Day one, God smiled, gave us all the wisdom of a newborn child. But by the time we take our first step, we've already begun to forget what the heart knows. The heart sees, we're just as much the forest as we are the trees. Every little seed trying to find where the light comes from. It's a world of hurt, nothing works. It's a lonely little planet made of dust and dirt. Who'd ever think that in the midst of all this, something as beautiful as love exists? Such a mystery in a world of hurt. You make me feel so good.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America. I'm Darren Winks. I don't want to spend too much time on the weather issues. I certainly didn't intend to get into all of that. A lot of these programs take on a life of their own many times. But I did want to touch upon it because I'm aware that we have new listeners, and a lot of this information we repeat sometimes. Maybe people get tired of me saying it, but I don't care because it's got to be said because a lot of other people don't talk about this stuff. Agenda 21 is the game plan, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to understand that it's the center, it's the core of every single issue that anyone ever talks about, from the economy to the environment to social manipulation to the police state. Agenda 21 is it. And certainly James McCanney, astrophysicist. He talks about how we've had him on the show in the past. Maybe we'll have to get him back because he talks about how hurricane manipulation is possible. He says that high-powered satellites can be used, and he says are being used to ionize a path through the eye of the hurricane and literally drag them where they want to take them. And even now, right now, with Hurricane Irene going on along the West Coast, or I'm sorry, the East Coast, got my coasts mixed up. Anyway, it's early. Coffee hasn't kicked in yet. But anyway, with Hurricane Irene barreling down on the East Coast right now, going up the East Coast, saying New York City could be threatened, it's kind of the same type of alarmism we've seen with so many other events that have taken place. Now, I was looking at this thing last night because there's a Dr. Simon Atkins. He's the CEO of Advanced Forecasting Corporation. Now, understand, listeners, that they're talking about, I mean, Mayor Bloomberg is saying that, you know, he's ordered evacuations. Associated Press says Irene evacuations, transit shutdown ordered in New York City. They say nearly 300,000 people were ordered Friday to evacuate flood-prone areas and subways, buses, and trains, prepared to shut down a day later as Hurricane Irene steamed toward New York, the most powerful storm to target the city in decades. Okay, now we have the hysteria. Reuters reports Walmart, Home Depot, people are flooding there to buy all the essentials that they need. Now, so, you know, in fact, there's some other media reports I have here that I've seen where the store shelves are bare. And this goes back to personal preparedness, ladies and gentlemen, because none of this has to happen. You know, if people were ready and had the supplies they need and kept the supplies they need on hand, they wouldn't have to make last-minute rushes to the store every time you turn around. But anyway, the point is that there's a lot of hysteria being created, and now we see from Reuters, U.S. military ready to help in hurricane response. You see, the way we have going on, when you establish a government which is morphing into a communist-slash-corporate fascist system where everything is controlled, We are morphing into a situation where every single incident calls for a militaristic response. Reuters says Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said on Friday the military stood ready to aid the U.S. response to Hurricane Irene with some 101,000 National Guard forces available, if needed, to the governors of the East Coast states. Some 55 million Americans on the Eastern Seaboard are bracing for the broad, menacing hurricane that Obama called extremely dangerous. Well, again, every hurricane is extremely dangerous, but this has been downgraded to a Category 2, a weak Category 2, maybe a Category 1 before it hits New York. That is aside from the possibility of hurricane manipulation. Now, we also have a situation here, and I mentioned Dr. Simon Atkins a moment ago. He says, and once again, he's from the Advanced Forecasting Corporation. He is the Chief Executive Officer, Senior Industrial Disaster Threat Forecaster of Advanced Forecasting Corporation, a think tank in planetary risk management and a global meteorological prediction and climate change hazard consulting for business and investors that are affected by natural-based socioeconomic complexities. Dr. Atkins has 20 years of experience in providing strategic expertise and short-term to long-range weather risk and advanced catastrophe modeling. I'm having trouble talking here. And with a wealth of knowledge gained from visiting 65 countries, he advises on the vulnerability assessment hotspots for optimized security planning and business continuity. All right, I'm going to tell you when we come back from the break what Dr. Simon Atkins has to say, because basically what he says is, I don't understand what all the hype is about. I don't understand why they're beating this drum. Why? What's going on here? Stay with us. We're going to take the bottom of the hour break. We're going to come back. We're going to finish this up, and we'll move on to other information. There's a lot going on, as always, listeners. Stay with us. This is Governed America. I'm Darren Weeks on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address, keep it open during the program, is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. Before the break, I was talking about this hurricane situation, and I certainly have spent more time on it than I planned to. But I think it's important to go back and revisit some of this stuff sometimes. We have Dr. Simon Atkins. As I said before the break, he has 20 years of experience in providing strategic expertise in short-term, long-range weather risk and advanced catastrophe modeling, and he's visited 65 countries. Anyway, he's the CEO of Advanced Forecasting Corporation. He says this whole thing with Irene, he says the hype over Irene is overblown. He says the demise of Irene has already begun. There's no visible eye, and I have confirmed that. I was looking at this thing last night. You could not see a visible eye. He says the storm intensity is down to 99 miles per hour. This would be a low-end Category 2 or a strong Category 1 storm. While 36 hours ago, some predicted a catastrophic Category 4 storm. Air Force Reserve aircraft have found that Irene's eye wall has collapsed and the central pressure has risen. Rising pressure means a weakening storm. He says the reduction in storm intensity likely confirms that this storm is not going to be as monstrous as it has been publicly forecast to be. Yet, he says, yes, it will be windy. However, north of Delaware, most hurricane force winds will likely be gusts, not sustained winds. So anyway, that's his opinion about this whole thing. And there are other people who are continuing. The media continues to beat this drum, continues to go, and it's weakened, ladies and gentlemen. Weakened to a Category 2, might even be a Category 1 by the time it hits at least up toward north of Delaware. So anyway, that's going on, and the military is ready to shut everything down. Keep in mind also, Project Storm Fury going on in the 1960s, the U.S. government was implementing, testing, experimenting with hurricanes and hurricane manipulation. They have called into question the results. Supposedly they were weakening, trying to weaken the hurricanes. But if you can weaken them, folks, you can strengthen them also. And they had some success back in the 1960s. Then they later on claimed that in the 1980s that, well, that was questionable, what happened back then. So the point is, if they were successful at manipulating it, would they tell us? That's the main thing, listeners. As we move along here, I want to go to the phone lines and talk to John in Tennessee. John, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Darren. Let me give your audience some information that they may not be aware of. We all know they had an earthquake in Virginia. Mm-hmm. How many know that they had an earthquake also in Denver, in the Denver, Colorado area, specifically Trinidad, Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
The earthquake in Virginia occurred shortly after Barack Obama signed an executive order mandating diversity in the military, basically homosexuals, etc., in the military were to be accepted. 3 days later, an earthquake hit Trinidad, Colorado, and people may or may not know that there are more sex change operations performed in Trinidad, Colorado than any place else in the country, and they're basically performed by a doctor out there that used to be a man. So I'm wondering if there's not some divine judgment going on here. The Washington Monument, this 555-foot-tall symbol of an erect penis, was damaged and closed and basically cracked, closed indefinitely. I'd like to get your thoughts of what you may think if I'm off the mark.
I don't know. You know, John, I would tend to think it was... If there's anything going on here, it's just either a natural event or they set this thing off for some reason. I think it's interesting that we have Barack Obama was out of town in Washington, D.C. when this thing hit. My understanding was that many people in the Capitol were gone as well. You know, I don't know. You know, I try not to blame God for things because, quite frankly, people die in hurricanes. And I know a lot of people say that, you know, well, God's wrath is raining down on America, and this is why America's going to collapse. Well, I just don't buy that, and I'll tell you why I don't buy it. If America's going to collapse, it's because good people did nothing, and they weren't being moral and following God the way they should follow God, because if they were following God, they would actually be involved in the governmental process and be standing up to these boogers and putting them down in their place where they need to be, taking the rightful role in leadership in this country. And I have a problem with the church because they're not doing that. And I've been on the record many times.
As do I.
But the problem is the idea that, you know, people want to point the finger at God. I just don't believe that. I don't blame him for setting these things off.
Well, yeah. let me say one more thing, and then I'll get out of here.
Okay.
Diane Sawyer, I noticed, I was watching shortly after the earthquake. She had Michio Kaku on her.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Go ahead.
Okay. This guy, she presented him as a physicist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michio Kaku, guys, is, and I would love to make my living teaching theoretical truck driving, theoretical barbering, theoretical physicist. Michio Kaku is presented as though he's the god of physics by the mainstream media. And people are buying into this nonsense. You know, what, it's Michio Kaku. It's a long gray-haired Japanese guy. He's got to know what he's talking about. I just find it really odd.
Well, okay, why don't you tell the people why you brought that up, though? Because here's the thing, folks. We've talked about Project Bluebeam on this program. Project Bluebeam was a project that they were working on back several years ago now. I can't even remember what the year was. But they had, I think it was a NASA program, if I remember right, where they were planning on making, through holographic projection onto the sky, and this sounds real, it sounds real whacked out, it sounds crazy, it sounds totally science fiction type stuff, but we're talking about science, folks. And this is the stuff that they have experimented with. Serge Monast, which is a French-speaking Canadian journalist, came out and exposed the thing. And what they were talking about doing, and this is, again, NASA, was projecting three-dimensional holograms on the sky and making an artificial return of Christ come over the western part of the world. Every country would have to see their own Messiah appear. They had it figured out how they would make the audio happen. You know, I mean, if Christ appeared to people in North America, okay, a lot of people would pay attention and listen to what he had to say, right? Well, what they were doing is trying to make a program with holographic projections and project a three-dimensional image in the sky of everyone's Messiah, whatever Messiah that happened to be for that area of the world, and have this thing, this projection, speak to them. Whatever message the elitist wanted to portray, okay? Now, I verified on the Air Force website they have a 5.6 airborne holographic projector as a part of an aircraft. They talk about in there about how they can project three-dimensional aircraft in the skies for air-to-air combat to make the enemy look like they make the enemy think that they're outnumbered or to be shooting at something that isn't really there but it looks like it is. One of the things that they bragged about was the ability to cloak, just like in Star Trek where the Enterprise is cloaked and doesn't look like it's really there. I mean, the science fiction of yesterday has been instituted today in reality, okay? So what this guy has come on now and said is because of this Michio Kaku, who I really think is cuckoo, but anyway, what he has come out and said now is that we need an alien invasion. In order to basically unite the world. You want to elaborate on that a little bit, John?
Well,
that's exactly what he said. It was him and Paul Krugman.
No, the one that I seen was just Michio Kaku. So you're giving me new information.
Yeah, Krugman did it too.
Well, what's even more interesting, Darren, wasn't it last week prior to these earthquakes that I had given you a call off air and told you that I'd seen some movement of the National Guard with numbers of vehicles that were carrying these dishes on trailers? Didn't I call you, or am I thinking that I called someone else? I'm almost convinced that this stuff is already going on. I mean,
okay.
I found
the article, John. I don't mean to interrupt you there.
Okay.
But Michio Kaku and Paul Krugman agree we need aliens from outer space to save the world. We have this article up on the website right now. It was a piece done by Blacklisted News. They included the videos of them appearing on the media. And they say Dr. Michio Kaku, a renowned physicist, author of the apparent mouthpiece for the scientific dictatorship that is the New World Order, talks on the corporate media about the likelihood of an alien invasion. Project Bluebeam, which I mentioned earlier, is a very controversial subject and concerns the government carrying out a fake alien invasion to forward the agenda of creating their much sought-after one-world government. Now, Project Bluebeam actually was, as I mentioned, to create a messiah returning, okay? But what I have speculated, and other people have speculated as well, is that it's going to be used to fake an artificial UFO attack. You see, the idea here is that if they want to unite the planet, they want to do away with nation states, they want to make everyone one government, one world government. And when you do that, when you're wanting to do that and you can't get your way, the best way is to facilitate or organize a crisis. Because, you know, as Ronald Reagan made reference to during his administration, and he was courting the Soviets at the time, he said, I wonder if there was an alien, if the Martians attacked, there was a threat from beyond. If we would all put aside our petty differences and unite as a planet to fight the common enemy. We're seeing this same thing with terrorism today. Terrorism is being built up. It's being orchestrated. It's being engineered to try to get the entire planet to fight the common enemy. And in the meantime, we've documented time and time again on this show how the common enemy is being funded by our government. The common enemy is being built up by our government. Okay? We have the Taliban. We have the CIA, the Mossad in Israel, MI6 in Britain. I mean, all these intelligence agencies around the world are funding terrorist events, engineering terrorist events. And then and most of it, the vast majority of it, isn't even real. Okay.
Well, let's not forget, Darren, that as we're talking about Bluebeam, we're talking about other technologies that are emerging and have been around for a while. We've got cell towers that have gone up like nobody's business. We've got these wind towers, ground wave emergency network towers that have gone up all over the place. We've got the digital transition that took effect. And then we've got a technology that's much along the same line that is augmented reality.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are, you know, when you're talking about projecting an alien invasion or something that's going to cause people to have to come together, you're talking about presenting a reality that is something other than real. You're augmenting reality.
That's right.
And I think it's all interconnected. It's a dangerous web, very deceitful, with one common purpose, man, and it's to cause people to be so fearful that they'll comply with anything that you ask them to because they've been so dumbed down and de-educated that for them, you know, besides you and I and the listeners of RBN, that a common person would think that you're as loopy as a fruit loop to believe that your government even had the technology, much less that they would ever attempt to use it.
Well, and that's the thing, is the people that think we're cuckoo are the people that don't do the research and don't understand, because we document everything that we do. In the case,
well, they're too busy. They're too busy living their lives, Darren.
Well,
I mean,
that's okay, but you can't live your life if you're a target, and they've been increasingly targeted to the point where everything is turned on its head now. I mean, they're losing their homes, they've lost their jobs, they're going hungry. I've got articles here, more children going hungry in America. You know, more people are waking up because they can't help but wake up. But the technology that is in place right now, and we've proven that it exists, okay, I can prove to anybody who's willing to look at it that the three-dimensional holograms are real, that they exist. I was driving to work one day, and on the radio, it was around Christmas time, National Public Radio, they did a piece about retailers. Some retailers group was going into stores. They were having a seminar on how they could get people's attention when they enter the store. And they talked about different flashy little gizmos that they can get to grab people's attention. And one of the things was a three-dimensional hologram projector and they had a hologram there on display where the heads of the retail establishments were actually running their fingers through this thing because it looked so real, and they're oohing and aahing over this thing. I mean, they did this right on National Public Radio. Now, if they can do it on that scale, then what's to stop them from implementing this? You know, you can have the live CNN cameras over a major city. You can pre-plant explosives on the ground. And you have three-dimensional holograms of UFOs in the air. And you have things blowing up on the ground. And they'll say it's a UFO attack.
Well, look, not only that, Darren.
These guys are talking about this, folks, is why we need to talk about it. Because you need to understand that when it happens, if they pull it off, that it will not be real. It's designed to unite the planet. Hey, John, I'm up against the clock. I'll hold you over for one more segment. Stay with us. This is Govern America, folks. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372.
Sturdy old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
All right, final segment of this hour. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. And by the way, the website is governamerica.com. If you want to read that thing that I was talking about with Project Bluebeam, it's up on the website someplace. It was posted It was actually put out by Blacklisted News August 15th, 2011. And I can tell you that the videos are there. So, you know, you can watch it right directly from the horse's mouth. I always want to say the horse's mouth, but it's probably the other end. But anyway, the point is that there's several videos there. And one, two, three, four all together, where Paul Krugman and Michio Kaku are promoting this idea of an alien invasion, because terrorism evidently isn't working, ladies and gentlemen, and they need some new boogeyman on a massive scale to bring us into the final stages of the New World Order. All right, John, did you have anything else? I think you were starting to say something.
Real quickly, you brought something to mind when you brought up Project Bluebeam.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, a couple of years ago, there was a movie that came out. It was called The Eagle Eye. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I got a call from him, and he was pretty excited. You're not going to believe what happened to me. I said, what was it? He's at the theater with his son watching this movie, Eagle Eye, which is about a computer that's control, basically, you know, the New World Order, computer-controlled surveillance technology and whatnot. They're sitting in the auditorium watching the movie, and there was a car chase, car wreck, and the wheel came off of the car, and he said his son and him both jumped because they saw the tire and wheel come out of the screen and fly up the aisle like it was going to hit them. Now, to me, folks, that's augmenting reality, and I know I talk about that a lot on RBN, but they're testing technology, maybe to see how many people, you know, how it works. How is it working out? How far along are we? That's, which is why you've got the polls on the radio. Tell us what you think, because we want to see exactly how stupid we've made you so we can know whether or not we need to go to the next step or we have to continue to train you a little bit more to get the desired response. I know, you know, anyway, it's a little bit off topic.
Well,
things
certainly people are having difficulty, I think, today, especially the youth, with all the video games that have been put out to condition the mind into warlike situations. You have situations where in the video games, rapes are being portrayed. Grand Theft Auto, the video game, comes to mind, where you, as a player of the game, my understanding is that people take part in rapes. You know, I mean, so these types of things, you take a situation like virtual reality, and then you expect these people, after going through this conditioning process, to face a normal life, an everyday reality, and many people can't, they're getting to the point where they can't differentiate between one from the other. Hey, thanks for the call there, John. We're out of time for this hour, and we're going to go into the next hour. I'm going to cover a few things in the first segment of the next hour, and then we're going to be bringing up Tommy Malley from Brooklyn. He's going to be visiting with us for a few minutes, and then at the bottom of the hour, Amanda Teagarden will be joining us. Fram Pack Program, stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Ever climbing as the